Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Thursday, so we take the topic we've looked at all week, and we see how to try to apply and live it out. This week we've been talking about prayer and how not to treat God like a vending machine in our prayers, demanding that he give us everything we want, being surprised if he doesn't. We'll see today how Jesus' words about prayer that we've been exploring this week have more to do with us and how we pray than with God and what he has to do with our prayers. Jesus teaches us three things about prayer. One, to be consistent and persistent in prayer. Two, to be confident in our prayers. And three, to pray for God's will. So we'll look first at persistence. The persistent part of prayer, you can see in Jesus' words that we've been exploring this week and the way he's using everything in a verb tense that sounds like it's happening as he speaks. He's not talking about people having prayed in the past. He's talking about prayer as an action that's happening right now. And he tells them to keep praying, essentially. He's making it clear they need to keep consistently praying over time. It's not a thing that you do once and God has to do it just because you did. Rather, it's more about teaching us something, transforming us as we do, teaching us to wait on God and God's timing, to be willing to trust him with his timing rather than our own, being willing to see that God might have a plan we don't. And we learn that not by demanding that God do exactly what we want when we ask for it, but rather being willing to wait on him. Now the second part is confidence. Jesus wants his followers to pray in a way that shows their confidence in God. He uses the example of a child and their parent. He's shown that already in the Lord's Prayer, telling his followers to pray to God like a father, like an intimate father, Abba, who you know so well. And in the same way that a child might, you know, ask for all sorts of things that are bad for them they can't have, is actually testing their safety, Jesus wants us to know our Heavenly Father in a way where we trust him and we know his will and we trust his will for us. You see, a child, when they're asking for things they shouldn't have, is often testing. They're testing the boundaries in life. Will my parents protect me? Where are the boundaries? Where am I safe? And when we tell them no, it's an educational moment. It's when they're learning that we do care for them, that there's safety in this world for them. And in the same way, Jesus wants us to have that kind of confidence in our Heavenly Father. He wants us to be able to pray with a confidence that God will give us what we need. Not necessarily what we want, but what we need. In those moments that we pray with confidence, we're showing God that we want a relationship with him, one of dependence, one of reliance on his will, where we want to know his will and live by it, and that'll be enough for us. And that brings us to the third point. One of reliance on God's will. Jesus wants us to pray in a way that says we are pursuing God's will in our lives. That we're not trying to force God's hand, but we're willing to go where he goes, to, as in the Lord's Prayer, let his will be done in our lives. I sometimes illustrate prayer with a compass. Imagine a compass. It's basically a magnet lining up with Earth's magnetic field. And if we think of God's will, God's plan for this world as Earth's magnetic field, we can think of our prayers as those little magnets that are either going to line up or have to be forced to go backwards. Our best prayers are the ones where we let go. We tell God what we want, what we think we want, what we think we need, but we're willing to end our prayer with, "Thy will be done." To tell God what we think we need, but then to say, "You know what, I think you might know better. And if you do, I'm willing to let go." That way, if we've been holding the compass backwards, if we've been trying to force God's hand, these are like the drop-dead prayers where we are asking God to do something terrible to somebody. Those are the ones where we have to force our prayer to go against God's will. And you know what? We can't do it. We're not strong enough because the minute we let go, God's all-powerful will takes over. So our best prayers are the ones where we try our best to line up with God's will. We ask for that, we communicate that, But then we're willing to let go and say, Thy will be done. I trust you, I love you, and I think you probably know best. What Jesus is teaching is that our prayer should be persistent, in confidence, and seeking God's will. Jesus' teaching about prayer is more about us being transformed than God having to be conformed to our plans. It's about us learning to seek after God's will and God's grace, even when it's hard, even when we're not sure if it's quite right, even if we're not sure if it's quite what we want or need. It's about us learning to seek God's will first, and all those other things second, just like we saw in the last few weeks with priorities and those kinds of things. We were learning to seek God's will and to let that pour into all the other aspects of our lives, rather than trying to seek one or another of those things that we think are important in our lives first and leaving God second. Well, my challenge for you today involves trying to put this new way of praying into practice. I'm going to invite you to think of and share an area of your life where you're being called to pray more consistently and persistently, where you're being called to pray more confidently for God's will. This might be a prayer where you've just dropped something out one off and never prayed about it again. It might be something where you prayed but without any confidence that you were seeking God's will, or where you know you are praying for the opposite of what God would actually want for your life. I'd encourage you to share that with somebody that you've been journeying with in the Redeem the Commute challenges, or maybe somebody new who you know would be willing to pray with you. And then pray together for that. And then ask them, what is it in their life? And pray for them. Now, tomorrow's Friday, so it's the day we reflect and pray. And so, of course, we'll be putting this into practice then as well. Have a great time putting this into practice today. I'll see you tomorrow.